Yeah. this path are resolute in purpose, and their aim is one. O beloved child of the Kurus, the intelligence of those who are irresolute is main branch. Purpose, a strong faith in Krishna consciousness that one should be elevated to the highest perfection of life is called Yayasayatmika intelligence. Chaitanya Charitamrita states, Sada Sapta Vishvaskoya Sudeda Nishaya Krishna Bhakti Kala Kaila Sadhari Karamakita Hoya. Faith means unflinching trust in something sublime. When one is engaged in the duties of Krishna consciousness, he need not act in relationship to the material world with obligations to family traditions, humanity, or nationality. Fruitive activities are the engagement of one's reactions from past good or bad deeds. When one is awake in Krishna consciousness, he need no longer endeavor for good results in his activities. Necessary. When one is situated in Krishna consciousness, all activities are on the absolute plane, for they are no longer subject to dualities like good and bad. The highest perfection of Krishna consciousness is a renunciation of the material conception of life. This state is automatically achieved by progressive Krishna consciousness. The resolute purpose of a person in Krishna consciousness is based on knowledge. Vasudeva Saramiti Samahatma Sudhudapala, by which one comes to know perfectly that Vasudev or Krishna is the root of all manifested causes. As water on the root of a tree is automatically distributed to the leaves and branches, in Krishna consciousness one can render the highest service to everyone, namely self, family, society, country, humanity, etc. If Krishna is satisfied by one's actions, then everyone will be satisfied. Service in Krishna consciousness is, however, best practiced under the able guidance of a spiritual master, who is a bona fide representative of Krishna, who knows the nature of the student, and who can guide him to act in Krishna consciousness. As such, to be well versed in Krishna consciousness, one has to act firmly and obey the representative of Krishna, and one should accept the instruction of the bona fide spiritual master as one's mission in life. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur instructs us in his famous prayers for the spiritual master as follows. Yasya prasara bhagavat prasara Yasya prasara nagati gurdhavi Dayam sumans tasya yashasti sanyam Vande Guru Shri Charanaravinda Vande Guru Shri Charanaravinda By satisfaction of the spiritual master, the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes satisfied. And by not satisfying the spiritual master, there is no chance of being promoted to the plane of Krishna consciousness. I should therefore meditate and pray for his mercy three times a day and offer my respectful obeisances unto him, my spiritual master. The whole process, however, depends on perfect knowledge of the soul beyond the conception of the body, not theoretically but practically. And there is no longer chance for sense gratification manifested in fruitive activities. One who is not firmly fixed in mind is diverted by various types of fruitive acts. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swa. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pratyekyadi Sitaya.
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrinivasati Gauravakramanda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Let us again hear the verse. Vyayasayatmika buddhir ekeha kurunandana ahushaka shanantascha udayo yavasainam. Those who are on this path are resolute in purpose and their aim is one. O beloved child of the Kurus, the intelligence of those who are irresolute is many branched. This verse is speaking about a very important point in Krishna consciousness, which is determination or being fixed in one's goal. This material world is a place where at any time in our spiritual journey diversions can appear. At any time we can suddenly become bewildered, lose the goal out of sight. For young devotees who this happens when they fall in love, for instance, it just goes and from one day to the next, good morning or good night, Krishna consciousness. Or it happens to others when they have disturbed relationships with the other Vaishnavas. Good evening, Krishna consciousness. Nakuloch. Good night. Or it can happen when there is physical pain. I had some devotee wrote me his experience that one morning, I believe, he was rising from the bed and all of a sudden had so much pain in the body that actually he tried, he thought he would be able, he might leave the body. It would just go greater and greater. There are many things which can divert us on our spiritual way, on our journey in Krishna consciousness. And if we are not learning to focus our intelligence on the important goal of our life, there is great danger that we will be diverted and waylaid. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami compares our situation with the situation of a passenger on a kuchar, a chariot. He says, just like in the old times, the Wild West movies you have seen. He has not seen the Wild West movies. Maybe he had knowledge from the future, but you know the picture is on a chariot. Someone who moves on a chariot can sometimes be overcome by thieves and gangsters. So the same can happen to a devotee who is overwhelmed with anger or greed or lust, etc. Can easily happen on a spiritual way. Therefore, Krishna here speaks about firm determination or fixed intelligence. He says, the prerequisite for fixing your intelligence, prerequisite means voraussetzung in German, or the condition, you could also say, is shraddha, You have to first have some faith that if I follow this Krishna conscious process, all my needs are taken care of. That this is really the definition of fixed intelligence. If you do not have this determination or this faith, it will be very difficult for you to just concentrate only on a Krishna conscious goal. Do you agree? It is like this. Why should you fix? I want to give you a practical example which will help all of us to really focus on the point. It's a story which I once read in the Mahabharata about a famous contest in the art of shooting the bow. As you might remember, the Kauravas and the Pandavas were educated in the art of military warfare at the same time by the same teacher, Duryodhana. Dronacharya. And when they were finished with their learning, the wise Dronacharya called them all together and said, "Now let us see what you have learned. You follow me?" So he gave them a task. He put a wooden pigeon on the tree, the top of the branch. He said, "Each one of you, please shoot the eye of the pigeon." Not really a pigeon, a wooden big pigeon. So the first one who was called was Yudhishthira, I believe. And Dronacharya said, "So now you stand here and you shoot the arrow. Please tell me first, what do you see?" And Yudhishthira said, "I see that. Pigeon, I see the tree, all of I see you, learned teacher, or rabbit teacher, and I also see the other." "You are not qualified to even shoot. Just don't even shoot." Then Duryodhan was very friendly. "So, my dear Duryodhan, please hit the target, learn the old man." "But first tell me, what do you see?" "I see the pigeon and the tree and you, learn teacher, and all the rest." "Ah," said Dronacharya, "you're not even qualified to." So he asked all his disciples and he disqualified them. This gentleman, okay? Then he asked Arjun, "Please, can you now should tell me what you see?" "I see the eye of the pigeon." "Yes, and?" "Well, I only see the eye of the pigeon. But what about your brothers and the tree?" "No, I see the eye of the pigeon." "You are qualified." And then, as you look at the next, and then, of course, hit the target. Now, if you hear this, if you tell this story in the Western contents, everyone, we always knew the Hare Krishnas are fanatics. Here we have the proof from the Mahabharata. He doesn't see even reality. He just sees just one small point. What a terrible movement. This is really the proof. It's a sect, not of historic relevance. But please, let us try to understand a little deeper
the meaning of this story. Let us understand the point. Obviously, the point is not that a devotee should just space out. A devotee should just not see anything else than just the one point. As a devotee, we should think of many points. Controlling our minds and also our senses, and we have to remember to pray to Lord Nityananda and to Lord Chaitanya, and we should not forget Krishna and also not Srimati Radharani. And after taking and going to the private place, we should take a shower. You know, many details, in other words. This is not the point that we should forget being sensitive individuals. The point is that in our lives, we should find that one point, that one thing on which we concentrate, so that as on our walk through this material life, we will not become diverted, we will not become bewildered, and we will not become get in Maya. This is the real point of this story. And now, I want to ask you a question. Do you have the faith that by just concentrating on this one point, this will be the solution of your life? I don't want to make it a public inquiry because it might become embarrassing to some of us, and therefore we might not feel so very comfortable in speaking about it. It's a question which you can think about in your private life. I know you are all extremely thoughtful and often think about spiritual subjects, so this is a very good thing. Test yourself. Do you have this faith? I think any devotee will give the truthful answer, sometimes I do have the faith. For instance, in a festival, I feel just, yes, that Sisi Ramal Malagi! I feel at a temple, in a visit at a festival, or when we feel moved, you know, after festival, the feeling is it's a mixture of very deep realizations, anchoring, and just being kaput. Sorry, I've lost, exhausted. But still, that faith is there. We think, okay, I need to one day rest, and then I will think very deeply about all the impulses. So, but sometimes when we are moving through the desert of our daily routine, then thoughts begin to come. Right? I also have my needs. I might have to do this or that or the other thing. But I feel if you understand one point, you can always have this faith. And therefore, be always fixed in your intelligence. And I want to talk today on this point. It's a question which I have asked myself many, many times, and I have now found an answer directly from Prabhupada. When Srila Prabhupada invited questions, one devotee asked him, is it really possible to become Krishna conscious in this one lifetime? Have you ever thought about this question? Do you think, Jayadev, you can become Krishna conscious in one lifetime? It's an interesting question, isn't it? Dear Chanda. See, he's getting your greatest doubt. How do you deal with this question? Do you sometimes think about it? Yes.
Yeah.
So it's possible?
Somehow, I don't know why, but I
confident. Gadara is confident. With the help of a friend, it could work. With the help of my friends. And also, how do you feel, Hari Priya? It's a difficult question, isn't it? Not difficult. To do is difficult. So you think it is possible in theory, but then to get into action, that's not always so easy. That's your problem. Yeah. Ishwari, what do you think? Something to that. I sometimes have mixed emotions about it. But in the end, I always think it is 100% possible. I have no doubt. See, a devotee should be very reflective, and I want to do this. I have no doubt because Prabhupada wrote me in a letter that I will go back in this lifetime. So that's very good. He said, I just have to be sure to continue with 16 rounds and 4 regulative principles. That's his condition. You are a very intelligent boy. What? He didn't know me. Intelligent by no means. But then I thought, well, I have to have faith in my spiritual master. Anyways, I want to believe it. but now, good, we have now heard a little bit from the audience what they think. Krishnananda, I'm interested, what do you think about? Do you sometimes think about this question? Yes. What is your thought? Possible. But it's not easy, huh? So, Prabhupada discussed this question in length, and I will just go through a few points of his answers. Prabhupada said, it's possible in 1 second to become Krishna conscious, provided you are serious. To be serious. And then he says, he talks of intelligence. He says, the wise man, after many births and deaths, surrenders unto me. And he encourages his devotees. Well, if anyways, after a long time, many births and deaths, you surrender to Krishna, if that is like the end result of your spiritual life, why not do it now? He asks this question for the devotees. Why shall I wait for many, many births if this is a fact? But by surrendering to Krishna. Now I will go back to him. But why? This is his logic. Now, if we look at us, sometimes when we have a problem, we don't go immediately to the doctor. Do you know this? It happens when you have a problem in the teeth. I mean, it usually takes me 1 year to go to the dentist. Then after I register the first time, then something is wrong. 1 full year, but I don't like dentists. But this was when I was young. And now, immediately if I have something, I go immediately to the dentist because I've learned in my life it's not good to wait. So I really think we have to work on this, recognizing a problem and then going against it. I really think this is what we have to do. We should not think, oh, I have so much vremsky, so much time. If we can just learn this one conclusion in our life, something is wrong, I will correct it immediately. If you can start with little things in your life, like relationships to devotees, or maybe an instruction which you have not yet fulfilled. Mm-hmm.
Jai Ki
Jai
Gaur Brahma
Hari Hari
So, I feel if we start at this little
it's not transcendental, isn't it? It's good to learn
the high shots. So this is this really is intelligence. Go to the doctor, brizzle, or fast. Then you have something, just get it over with. So this means take to this Krishna consciousness seriously. Your problems are solved. And then Prabhupada says, this intelligence, where one wants to immediately become Krishna conscious, it is something which is very, very important. Just today I heard the lecture, the Prabhupada encourages his devotees by saying, you should have this one motto in life. In this life, I'm going to do something wonderful for Lord Chaitanya. In this life, he's going to do something for him. This should be the determination of each one of you. You should work in such a way that you feel that Krishna will think, this person, Gauranga Sundara, from Gaurahari, Gaurasimhava, such names, of Krishna Rangi. I have, that Krishna thinks, he has done some things for me. This is how we should work. And then Prabhupada says something very nice. You are young boys, he says, and young girls. We expect at least you'll live for 50 years more. Maybe 70. Yeah. Oh, there is sufficient time. Sufficient. More than sufficient. More than sufficient, he says it two times. If for 50 years one chants simply Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes. He is sure to become perfect. There is no doubt about it. Simply if you chant this mantra Hare Krishna, oh, there is no doubt about it. So I think most of you are, how old are you, Misha? I'm not 26, Gauranga, so 36? You look much younger. You lived healthy, I think. Yes. So, let us say 50 more years, then you are 86. Why not? But Prabhupada says 50 years is more than sufficient. How old are you, Jayana? 25. My grandma just died, she became 92. No problem, and she was alert and commanding everyone around. Until the last minutes, you know. So there is great hope in other words. We have more than sufficient time. The Prabhupada gives us here in the verse of the Gita a last understanding. The whole process, however, depends on perfect knowledge of the soul beyond the conception of the body, not theoretically, but practically. And there is no longer chance for sense gratification manifested in fruitive activities. Forget that you are a man or a woman. Forget the man or the woman in you. You are an eternal soul beyond the body. This is, on this really it depends. If you understand this, you are fine. That's not so easy, Maharaj. We are from children of the Kali Yuga. Not so easy. It is more easier than you think. If you can just fix yourself on the service, then you become absorbed in the service, and you will forget. You may find that it's good to situate yourself in the ashram, which is natural to your or your disposition, but then this ashram will just help you to become enlivened in Krishna consciousness, and just feel well. It's no obstacle, in other words, but think about the service, then you will think about the soul. This is a practical experience which every devotee has. So if you would like to read this a little bit more, how long does it become take to become Krishna conscious? It's an unpublished manuscript. This is from a lecture Prabhupada gave in Hamburg, and it's taken out of a forthcoming book, Srila Prabhupada in Germany. Yeah, where's my writing on this book? Not me, I'm just helping also, but Vedavyas, a godbrother of mine in Germany. He's living in Spain now, but he translated many of our books, so he's compiling this book. But if you can't wait, like me, you can just get a photocopy of this. You can ask, you can send a letter to Heidelberg, to Lalita directly, ask them for a photocopy. It's very, very good. Are you interested in the book? How long does it become? Yes. I have not read everything because it's so late. Difficult to concentrate for a long time on something which is read. You could also make photocopies tomorrow. We could send one devotee to Waldkirchen. He can make photocopies of this. Gopal, you can give your name to Gopal. I can give it. If you will forget to return it, then I won't have it. You have to write it, yes. You write it down, yes. So that we can hand it over to Prabhupada when he's finished to write. And otherwise he forgets the last thing, you return it. So, this is the end. Any question you have? Any doubt?
To protect myself from the mode of passion, which comes if one wants to do something for Krishna, and which maybe prevents one from cultivating the inner aspects of Krishna consciousness.
I think you make a little duality which is not really there. Gadadhar says, how can I protect myself from the mode of passion which comes when I do want to do something? What? No? No, I want to say your question.
Please. Yes, it's all right, I formulated.
You formulated it wrong. Yeah. Yeah. So just listen now. Gadadhar will now see how his question will be answered. How to protect myself against the influence of the mode of passion which comes when I want to reach something, do something for Krishna, and therefore I cannot do my inner life. Now this is a very good question, although it's a little embarrassing for anybody who knows our philosophy. But it's the reality. We all have this when we go, like, I must reach the sword. And all of a sudden the mode of passion is there. Have you noticed? It just always happens, isn't it? Like it means, why does it happen? Because we lose Krishna out of sight. We just only see the activity, not for whom we are doing it. As long as you think I'm doing it for Krishna, that's, and you're getting intent, you also get the devotees who do service, advanced devotees, they are so concentrated, their mind is like a laser beam. But the difference is they remember, I'm doing this for Krishna, I'm doing it for Prabhupada, I'm doing it for my own spiritual master. And then they can get intense, but the mode of passion is not coming. This is what the young people, young devotees have to learn in our spiritual life. This is explained by the Kumaras to a question which was once raised to Lord. No, it was once raised, this question. Brahma didn't know the answer, and then Kumaras were asked, and they didn't really give the answer. And then an incarnation of Krishna came, the Hamsa avatar, he gave the answer. The point is that as soon as Krishna appears in the thought of a devotee, this connection with the mind and the senses and the mode of passion which takes care of attachment that goes as soon as this Krishna son is there. So if you think about Krishna while you're doing your service, it's good. What I sometimes do, I have a prayer next to me and I read from time to time in the prayer when I work. See, it's happening then when I'm sitting before a mountain of mail. I really want the mountain to go down so that I can live my life. And I know many devotees are waiting for the mail, and they are, it really means something to get an for them to get an answer. They make their next steps in their life dependent on an answer. And I just feel I have to get this mail mountain down. And I know if I'm not careful now, I will only see the mountain has to go down. I will forget our Krishna and the devotees and Lord Chaitanya and so on. And therefore I'm just trying to do this. I'm reading in a book. Sometimes after 10 letters I read a little to stretch the mind out again. Peaceful, and then doing another 10 letters, and then again the pause, another 10, and then.
Sure, it's dangerous for a devotee to say, oh, my service is external, and my reading is internal. That if you make this distinction, you can really come into a lot of problems. It can really be very problematic. It's all service for Krishna. Hearing is a service to Krishna. Speaking is a service to Krishna. Writing, distributing, lecturing, cooking. Everything is on the absolute platform. Prabhupada warned us several times to not think one service is just better than the other. If you think of Krishna by doing whatever service you do, fine. But don't forget for whom you are doing it. It's a very nice question. Don't feel embarrassed because it sounds so foolish, the question. It's the reality of our life. It always happens.
you have to do something, and you just watch the mode of passion again, and afterwards we are frustrated. We are such poor people who listen to us. Wow. Even in Krishna consciousness, it's just we are full of cheated souls.
This primary devotional activities which Prahlad Maharaj mentions is nine shravan kirtan, and that would say very like what I cannot do.
Root of preservation, sir.
Yeah, or what we do.
Yeah.
Is there like you say there should not be a gratitude, but still the thoughts are sometimes as well?
Yeah, the Gona bridges. These are the indirect things. For instance, you get up early in the morning, you take a bath, and you dress in fresh clothes. This in itself is not a direct devotional service, it's indirect because it will help you to sit down and chant. So, devotee, but you need to do it, because if you wouldn't get up, and if you wouldn't cleanse yourself properly, you would not be able to chant in an concentrated way. So in this world we always need these indirect activities to do the direct ones. Now in brahmachari life, I'm speaking now about the real brahmachari or brahmacharini, there's not so much indirect things. But if he has the life, to maintain a flat, buy something to eat, bring children to the world. You know, when children come, you can ask our Goranga Sundara, Mangala, for so much time, when he was small, you know, you were always waking up in the night. Do you remember? No, huh? A little bit. So, it takes a child to bring a child up. 15 years you're really engaged with indirect activity. Don't be shocked. Therefore, very good to be a brahmachari. But if one is not happy in the brahmachari ashram, then one should marry in Krishna consciousness. That Vrihastha should have a service platform. Otherwise, they will find, oh, we are only an indirect devotional service. We are paying for this house. And sometimes Vrihasthas get very frustrated because they find themselves in all these gona vrittis, these indirect. It's frustrating. You can ask our Gola Hari. Sometimes one just wants freedom. Freedom. Isn't it?
Yes.
But it's a good. But we should then be a. I want to be very balanced. If we are not a proper brahmachari, we should not cheat ourselves. And so on. And now in my life, for instance, I have to take so much medicine. This, and remember, telephone is going to be enough for all of this garbage. So much, losing so much time with this, and then all of a sudden you feel, oh, I have to go to the toilet. No, I can't go to the. I will never again eat anything if this toilet business is out of there. And you lose time there, and you wash your clothes. I mean, I don't have to even wash my clothes, everything is done for me. Then I go to the doctor's, then sleep more. Then, these indirect things to just maintain your existence. You fly like existence in the material world. is a corner rift that we have to learn. Otherwise, we are doing this only so that we can sit down and chant really enthusiastic all around. We're doing all this that we can study and hear about Krishna. We're doing this so that we can serve Krishna. This is also what we as a Grihastha should have in mind. Doing this, and we talk and talk for hours and so on, that the mind is peaceful, we can do our service here and so on. Very, this is how a serious devotee sees it. Leicht dieses alte der Tatsache. Dizi Pravan Shirevaki. Anything more? It's getting so late. Manjulari.
I have one practical question.
Very good.
From the Tathagata. But practical means that we must pay obeisance and remember at least three times our
Yes. It'll be read it again. I should therefore meditate and pray for his mercy, spiritual master's mercy, three times a day and offer my respectful obeisances unto him, my spiritual master. What does it mean, three times a day? Yeah? See, there is a Gayatri mantra. We chant three sandhyam, three times a day. At dawn, when the sun is in the zenith, or zenith, high point, and at dusk. And there is a mantra. It says, can't say it loud. And it means, I worship my spiritual master. Then another mantra. I worship my spiritual master who is so dear to Lord Krishna and who gives pleasure to Lord Krishna. Why do I meditate about him? Because he makes me enthusiastic in devotional service. So a devotee meditates three times a day about the spiritual master, twice initiated one. And if you are one time initiated, then we should sometimes, you said we should think of the spiritual master. It makes one enthusiastic. How to do it? You have to find out. Sometimes pictures help. You just have a picture, aha. I also have a spiritual master. You have to do something which works. It's a hard tradition. Yes, yes, three sandhyam. Three sandhyam is yes. Three times. Is it practical enough? Think more, Manjula. Anyways, you think 50 times a day of your spiritual master, so you are fulfilling the instruction already in a lot of ways. Eva? Sri Sanya. Clear? See, in our movement we chant Sansara Dhavana in the morning, that's one time. Then Sri Guru Charana Padma many times. And then we also offer obeisances many times a day. When you eat, you offer your obeisances. How often do you eat? Two times, three times, three times. So then you think. So sorry, I'm obviously my foolish daughter. You can get that. That's very renowned. I know this. I'm sorry, please forgive me. But we say this mantra so often. Do we think when we say it? I'm sorry. Do we think when we say it? Not honest, isn't it? That's a big one. Of all the activities in yoga, in any type of yoga, the mind is most important. Devotee means mind, says Prabhupada. The mind has to be there. Devotee doesn't mean four arms. Then he gets four arms. He thinks of Krishna. All of it. Prabhupada says that the devotee needs mind. The mind has to be employed. What do you think, Narasimha? Good point, isn't it? Yeah, I really think. Jayadev, please ask your question.
May have a goal and then some other things. People asking something from the past. Yeah. You have to do this, or this is your duty. Mm-hmm. And when you not make it, you look very hard at it for them. Then what? Then you feel like.
Yeah, point. I prefer to answer this question in a private way, because I know you have a very specific situation in mind. Good. So I feel it's 9:10. Please go earlier to the bed. You all look tired. And look, please. Your day you should go early to bed and sleep as long as you need. No. This is book he came from Vyoga. He's the only messenger of Vyoga. There were many devotees who wanted to come. They could not get out of the country.